All right, as we continue in worship, invite the kids to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm Miss Heather. I'm our children's ministry director, and we have a lighter crowd today. I think a lot of people are at the Capitol 10,000 running. Do you know anybody running in the race? I think we have a few people. Your oldest aunt and your youngest aunt ran it once? Yeah, I bet it's a big race. Well, what do you do? My question for you this morning is, what do you do when you know you're going to go on a trip? How do you prepare for the trip? Like, you have to pack, right? And do you, like, wake up that morning and pack, you know, 10 minutes before you leave? No. Catherine, what do you do? About a week before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to check the weather. Yeah. Hopefully you made a list. Mom's writing a book? Cool. Oh, reading a book. Okay, reading a book.
Oh, my God, we're supposed to leave.
Ah, chaos ensues. Okay, right. So we have to plan ahead, I think, is basically what you're saying. We don't want to go into full panic mode, right, before we go. Okay, so we're planning ahead. We're packing. We're preparing. We're preparing for our journey. Well, our story today involves a woman, Mary, who is going to help Jesus prepare for his journey. So we know leading into Easter that he's preparing to go away, right? So we're this time during Lent, we're kind of getting ready for that time where he's kind of going through some major things, right? To get ready to leave. And he's telling people, I'm leaving soon. He knows that he's not going to be here any longer. And so Mary anoints his feet with really expensive perfume called nard perfume. And she uses her hair to dry the feet. And it's just a blessing for Jesus to prepare him for his journey. So when you're thinking about going on a trip, you can think about this, how Mary helped Jesus prepare for the next phase of his journey. And he was blessed. We were so blessed for him to come to earth to give us God's message, right, of love and salvation. Okay, so let's put our hands together. We'll say, Dear Lord, thank you for sending Jesus to teach us about your love and your salvation. Help us to always remember to turn to you, Lord. In times of trouble and in times of praise. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's meet Kyle at the back. And anybody who wants to join us in Children's Church, we're going to have fun over there. So
just meet us at the back.